Bro Contra with Anna DeBlantis, yes. Right here on 720 WGNR. Let me just tell you something here.
Yeah.
We had we had this previously scheduled, and I wanted to keep this, even though there's crazy stuff going on in the news today.
Mm-hmm.
And we will get right back to that. Obviously, the Bill Cosby now convicted, 3 counts of sexual assault convicted in a Pennsylvania courtroom today. And then you got the president losing his poop on television this morning.
Fox and Friends appearance.
A ton of fallout from that. But there, I saw this book and I started reading it and I'm like, oh my God, this
so
is
good.
My kind of Chicago story right here. It's called Mob Adjacent, a Family Memoir, and it's Jeffrey and Michael Gentile. And, these are a couple of guys who, you know, grew up in a house where, you know, the family's in a business, they're living their life, and mm-hmm. the family, their dads and their uncles, they all have friends, and they'll come over to the house, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, they just come over to the house.
That doesn't sound really wrong
anyway.
And
you're like,
what's unusual?
Guys of a certain age, I mean, that's, you know, your parents used to have people, no one went out, people would come over, and then people may making dinner or whatever it was, and these two kids, you know, when they were like, you know, 8, 9, 10, 12, 13, they'd hand them, you know, like you'd come in the winter, you'd hand them a coat, they'd take the coat up into the bedroom, and what would happen?
The gun fell out.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And it goes skating across the linoleum floor in the kitchen. And the concern wasn't, oh, my God, there's a gun on the floor in the kitchen. It was, whose pocket does it belong into?
Because you got to return the right gun to the right pocket in your family.
That's one of the rules. You learn that very early on when you grow up in a family like ours. You got to put the right gun in the right pocket.
All right, so let's talk about this. Because you were kids and you grew up in a mob-adjacent family. We should make it clear what that means, actually.
Mob-adjacent means our father, through geography and happenstance, grew up with the next generation of post-Capone Chicago mobsters.
Mm-hmm.
He was never in the mob, but he knew people.
Like the Tony Accardo people.
Like Tony
Sam
Accardo
Giancana.
And Sam Giancana people and Tony Jackie Cerrone kind of people.
Yeah.
And these were the people who filtered in and out of our home as casually as the mailman and the milkman. And we didn't think anything of it. It was just, while we wrote the book, a lot of things changed. You know, you're a writer yourself. One thing never changed, the first line of the book. Normal is what happens every day. And it wasn't until we went out into the world and started meeting people from outside of our little insular
right.
universe
yeah.
that we realized how unique our experience
oh,
was.
Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah, I'd say. Well, it's interesting because that era, and we can go to, you know, Giancana. It's interesting because Giancana plays kind of a major role in that Kennedy's thing that CNN yeah. has been doing.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Because he was very involved in the system with Frank Sinatra and Momo Giancana and Jack Kennedy.
Joe Kennedy.
And Joe, well, it starts with Joe Kennedy, but it works his way to Jack Kennedy.
Of course.
Because at one point, Jack Kennedy was having sex with the same woman that Sam
what?
Giancana was having sex with.
Judith Exner.
Do you talk about that in the book, detail?
No, we don't mention that in the book at all, but what comes up mostly in the book is our experience with the whole Sam Giancana, Frank Sinatra thing was our dad had a nightclub on Mannheim Road in the 60s.
Oh, boy.
And it was Glitter Gulch. It was Vegas in the Midwest. And directly to the south of my dad's place mm-hmm. was the Sahara. It was a Las Vegas-type spot right here in Chicago.
Right.
Frank Sinatra and the Rat Pack played. Everybody, Louis Prima and Keeley Smith played there. And because Dad's place,
it was a nightclub. Like,
and it was right next door, and it was in the basement. It was a perfect spot for Mr. Giancana to give his 2 cents to Mr. Sinatra. And we were there on a couple of occasions where Jeff would say, that's the guy from television. And he'd go down, and Dad would shoo us out,
uh-huh.
and we could hear, certainly not the content, but the raised voices of Giancana murdering Sinatra about that lying son of a gun, Joe Kennedy. And if you remember the whole scenario, they went and said to the Chicago guys, we need Jack to get Illinois. So, you know, we have a political machine here,
mm-hmm.
or at least we
did. We've heard of it.
It was probably more active in the 60s.
Yeah.
And they swung the election. They got.
There's no question about it.
I'm not making this up or uncovering any secrets. And Joe Kennedy did an exact opposite of what he said. They let Jack hire Bobby to be.
And they went after the mob.
Oof. murdered him.
Yeah.
And this was a point of content for them. And years later, Jeff and I had
we should point out too, this is the important part of that story, why Sinatra plays into this. Because Sinatra was a celebrity guy who was backing Jack Kennedy, and he was doing concerts for him, and he was doing fundraising for him, and he was going town to town and is asking all of his guys, whether it was in New York, the outfit in New York, absolutely, or the outfit here, asking these guys to, because the Chicago mob built Las Vegas. I mean, by the way, you want a Netflix series, it's this right here.
You're not kidding. Right? I'm riveted, but so, the stories you must have.
The Chicago mob was, you know, they built the Stardust Hotel, they did all this stuff using the Teamster Pension Fund, essentially, which
absolutely,
they looted,
mm-hmm,
to build these hotels. And Giancana was right in the middle of it. And somehow, and this is the part I still don't get, somehow Jack Kennedy is still having sex with the same woman that Momo Giancana is having sex with, and yet he's turned his brother on the mob to blow them up. So it's one of those things where it's, you know, like you see today. There's people doing the wrong thing and doing the right thing all at the same time.
All at the same time. There was a terrific story that came up in the course of research, and it was about how there's a very famous piece of film of Bobby Kennedy grilling Sam Giancana in front of the McClellan hearings,
right,
and Giancana starts giggling. And Bobby starts attacking him. I thought only little girls giggled, Mr. Giancana. And according to Giancana, the night before, Bobby had been in a hotel room with Sam Giancana negotiating for the outfit's support for Jack's presidential run. The next day, for the cameras, he goes after Giancana viciously, verbally. And all Giancana could do is laugh at the hypocrisy.
Oh, wow.
You know, we lived through those days, Roman Anna. We were like little mini princes. My dad had this nightclub, and we would grab up a kid from the neighborhood each and be able to go there and swim and hang out. And they had this
big, there was a hotel there too,
swimming,
right? There was
a swimming pool. Yeah. And he would give us a waitress, and she would take care of us all day. And they would hold all these in clandestine meetings because they called the place the basement because it was a story and a half down, and it was dark and black, and it was a nondescript place as opposed to the Sahara.
Right.
And all of the, you know, when Jack Cerrone had to get a couple of guys in to say something, he'd bring them there because my dad was his fixer.
Your dad was his fixer.
Would you
describe your dad? Because this is the part in the book, and people should get this book because if you love Chicago and you like stories like this, it's called Mob Adjacent: A Family Memoir, and you go on the internet to get this thing, right?
You can get it on our website, mobadjacent.com. It's also available on
Amazon in paperback and Kindle.
Yeah. Okay. All right. There you go. But this is the thing. So was your dad? I mean, how do you feel about your dad now that you know what's really?
I know,
put it the context of it.
I know one thing for sure. He probably wouldn't have supported this as much as our mom would have.
Yeah.
Because of the Silence is Golden program, and our dad was. I tried to explain it the last time we were with someone. If the Chicago outfit was a swimming pool, our family and my dad got to put just our little toesies in the pool. We got to get all of the advantages that came out of that. But the reason my dad was so valuable is because he never was convicted of a crime.
So you got funneled legitimate business, not illegitimate
business. All legitimate business is my dad.
But funneled, because like, you were in the produce business, right?
Yeah, he was in the 40s.
Yeah.
And when he got out of the army, the Korean War, he got into the hospitality business with Skip and Jimmy Cerrone. Those were guys from our neighborhood who were considerably older than Dad, but because he was always such a stand-up guy and everybody in the neighborhood knew him, and his dad was, our grandpa was kind of a legend.
Yeah.
If you read how he got his, our mob adjacents, it's kind of a cool story. And
you should tell that story, actually. Could you hold on just 1 second?
Absolutely.
Because we'll come back. And you could tell that story, and I always imagine moments like this. Like I'm imagining a guy in a truck who's driving through the Chicago radio market right now on his way from somewhere in the east to somewhere in the west. And you know, I wonder what's going on in Chicago radio. And you hear this, and you can only hear it in Chicago radio. And he will tell the story for the rest of his life. I'm driving through Chicago, and they're talking about the mob.
And you know
these
what
guys
I heard?
And the guy, the gun falls out of the guy's pocket. They don't know which pocket to put it back in because they're 10 years old.
They had Frank Sinatra in their basement.
Right. And then all of a sudden, this guy named Gene, whatever his name is like screaming at Frank Sinatra because he screws up the 60 election.
And the Kennedys are involved. I mean, it's just, wow.
And they're talking rich. About it. They're talking about it like it's no big deal.
Normal's what happens every day.
There you go. There's your answer. Line. Mob Adjacent, a family memoir. Go get it right now if you love Chicago. If you're in the sound of my voice, we'll come right back with the Gentilles. But first, Judy tells us what's coming up at the top of the hour.
Hey, guess what? Dan Hampton joins the Steve Cochran Show tomorrow morning at 7:40 to talk about the Bears and how they did in day one of the draft.
Oh, boy.
Getting nervous.
Boy. All right. Well, we'll see. Don't get ahead of yourselves here. All right, we got the Gentile brothers here, Jeff and Michael Gentile, who have written a book called Mob Adjacent, a Family Memoir, which is, I mean, you just cannot put it down. It is crazy. These stories are going on. If you, you know, especially, I think this thing will do very well in Chicago. It will do well in New York. It will do well in any place where you grew up in a town where there were people who were involved in things, especially, you know, you live in the west side or the west suburbs, right, of a certain age, and you're like, oh, I knew those guys. And, you know, there's still guys from Elmwood Park who run around and scream that they were in the mob, who were never in the mob because they thought it was cool. Turns out that you guys, you grew up in a mob family, and now you've written a book, which is the ultimate, right, in sort of...
Validation.
But you also talked about silence. Silence is king, right? So you thought, you must have felt conflicted.
Well, the truth of the matter is, when we started doing this, there are still people in Chicago in that business.
Yeah.
And knowing them and being mob adjacent all these years, I gathered up a box of raspberries. It's an 82-year-old guy. He knew my dad. He knows me for...
Yeah.
And I said, listen, my brother and I got this idea. What do you think? He said, you're not going to uncover any secrets, are you? I said, I don't know any secrets. He says, well, that being said, everyone you're talking about's dead. Do whatever you want.
Oh, wow.
He said it a little more colorfully.
Yeah, sure, that's true.
I took all the expletives out.
Let me tease this. We got about 2 minutes left. So tell me the story about your grandfather.
It started in 1943. By a coincidence, our grandfather lived across the street from the Black Hand boss of Little Italy. And he was the guy who took a collection from all the little independent business people every Friday. Mm-hmm. Grandpa was on his way down to the South Water Market early in the morning, and he heard a scuffle. And he followed the sound, and he finds the Black Hand boss getting beat up by a couple of guys. And Grandpa's—he was holding the engine crank for his old 1929 Ford.
It's just like Godfather 2, by the way.
It was that kind of guy.
It was the guy with the white suit, like
Finucci.
Yeah.
But this was Vincent Benevento, and he was called the Cheese King of Chicago. Grandpa went in there with the tire iron and busted one of the guys on the head. Vincent got behind the other one, took care of him, and the Black Hand boss was grateful to Grandpa after that. Stopped collecting the tax from him during the war years. Mrs. Benevento would come across the street and give Grandma some extra ration coupons, and nobody bothered us. And that's how we became
mob
adjacent family. Never in, but always near.
What? Never in, but always near. The other part of the story too is how great, like, if you needed tickets for anything, they were sitting in the front row no matter what it was.
That was him. Yeah. That was him.
You know, they were in the union row.
Yeah.
The guys in the box office were in the electricians union at the stadium and at the ballparks.
Yep.
And these guys had the unions.
You know, my favorite union in the town was the projectionist union.
Oh, that's a good
one.
Those are still good jobs.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's a good union.
Still around?
That's a good union.
Yeah, it's still around.
That's a good union. Yeah, so a lot of guys get their start with that. Yeah. All right.
So much to learn.
Yeah. Oh, wow. All right. Congratulations. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you for having us.
It's wonderful. Fascinating.
Thank you,
guys.
Jeffrey and Michael Gentile. It's
either way.
Yeah, I know. But this way, because that's not an uncommon name in Chicago.
No, it's not.
Mob Adjacent, a family memoir. You can go to mobadjacent.com, or you can go to the Amazon and get it right there. So do that as well.